I'm here at the Sound Empire, which is kind of adjacent to the Fox in Barrie, sitting here with Michael O'Grady, the amazing tin whistle player from Mahones and around Toronto. You play everywhere. This is awesome. So I guess I wanted to ask you, because a lot's happened since we last talked.
Mm-hmm.
What's the current, who's in the band currently? What's the current lineup of the band?
It's still Dom the Bomb Whalen on drums. And we have Kuzo on bass tonight. Finney, Katie, myself. I think the last time we saw you, it was myself, Katie, and Finney as well.
Yeah,
so pretty much the same.
Pretty
much the same lineup, yeah.
Okay. And since I last saw you, did you go on the world tour?
Since I last saw you, I've been on one of them.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And the Black Irish won a slew of awards, which mm-hmm. is an awesome CD. And then the Angels and Devils double live album came out. And you have
well, the live album is the live in Italy.
Oh, okay.
That's the live album.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So Angels and Devils is another album
mm-hmm,
besides that?
Yeah.
So you guys
that was
been
a studio record, and then the live in Italy was the latest one.
Really busy. Okay, mm-hmm. so tell me about the live in Italy. How did this record come about?
Just the fans were pretty much screaming for a live Mahones record.
Okay.
And because of all the touring we had done, it just made sense. The band was sounding really good. The songs were tight. And the fans in Italy are just they're second to none.
Mm-hmm.
And their passion for Irish punk is phenomenal. So we thought this is a marriage made in heaven.
Yeah.
And went really well. We're really happy with it.
What is it a mix of songs? Is it like
it's
basically retrospective of Mahones?
More the Angels and Demons and more the Black Irish, more that kind of stuff that we
okay.
were doing. There's a few old songs mixed within, but we
okay.
were pretty much on that.
And
on
it was
that
live.
Level there.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so that was released on Whiskey Devil. Is that right?
Whiskey Devil Records. Yeah.
And this is your own record label now, right?
Yeah, Finney and Katie.
Yeah.
That side of things, absolutely. So that finally, after all these years, the Mahones now control their own destiny.
How
does
that?
Is nice.
Yeah, that is nice. So, how did this come to be? How did this all, you know, come about?
I think for the specifics, we'd have to ask Finney
and
the accountant.
Okay.
But I think just in general, I mean, the man's been working this scene for so long, and he's been championing this music for so long that just too many people taking. And this the music business now is a lot different than it was 10, 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah, very
There's
true.
A lot more power now for the little guy.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's good.
I think he saw that, and I mean, Katie's fantastic at marketing and. So I think between the two of them, it just made sense that they can do whatever anyone else thinks they can do.
Okay.
These guys can get it done.
On their label, are they going to be working with other, like producing other artists?
That's
and stuff
the goal,
like
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because there's lots of great artists out there,
mm-hmm.
Especially doing this type of music. I can think of a few that Finney's actually worked with. The Hunger and the Fight. Okay, this is would be album number 11. Is that right?
If you're counting.
I think so. So there was a fundraiser for this. There is, and you were very successful. You raised
mm-hmm.
a lot of money, almost $8,000, which is very cool.
Thank you to the people for that.
Yep, for the recording. There is a traditional, like it's like one CD is traditional Irish songs.
Yeah, kind of paying homage to the growth maybe of the genre and,
mm-hmm.
and paying respect to the Dubliners and people of that ilk who kind of started this whole sound.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
they didn't
exactly.
have amps. They didn't have maybe the aggression that necessary that we might have, but the passion and the intensity is there, though.
They did the Irish pubs. There's a Johnny McAvoy did Merchant Durchan. That's
mm-hmm.
And the Pogues have recorded that. That's a really cool song. So all these all these Irish traditional songs are great because people sing along with them in the pubs, and it's a very social thing.
Well, and growing up Irish, it's those were like nursery rhymes for us.
Yeah,
those
exactly.
Kind of like I could sing those Merchant Durkin. Before I could sing a lot of
me too.
You know, Ring Around the Rosie and things like that.
I know it was just part of part of growing up, and then because there's something about Brian Boru, he's like the High King of Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
So there's Irish history in there. Oscar Wilde, who, studied at Trinity College. I'm just wondering, Finley's from Dublin as well.
Yeah.
Which I find that's a really neat correlation. And the name of that song is Stars Look Better in the Gutter. So I think that's awesome. Then you got a shout out to Thin Lizzy, a great Irish band as well. So there's lots of, and this is your sort of punk. Like, there's a traditional Irish record, and then there's the punk,
mm-hmm.
the kind of the shout-out.
It just kind of shows the growth,
mm-hmm.
the growth of the genre and of the band,
mm-hmm.
and of the songwriting.
Did the songs, were they written pretty fast? Like, how did the, like, did you?
This project would be a project that has been, I think, on the on the books for a while. Mm-hmm. This wasn't just, hey, let's sit down, write,
yeah,
and bang out, you know, 30 songs, and then we'll categorize them. This has been something that I know Finney's been dreaming of for a long time.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
No, a lot of thought went into this. This isn't just something he wanted to bang out.
And
a lot of reverence involved here.
It's going to be great because you have the, you know, have the fans for traditional Irish music and you have the fans for punk, and that's the great thing about the Mahones, because they're this fabulous mix of both. So the way the album's being released, is part of it being released? Like, how is it being released? Do you know?
It's going to be in two stages.
Yeah.
In terms of the exact details, I have to keep them under wraps just
right,
as of yet.
Right.
two stages. Double album, and it's when it'll be all said and done.
Okay.
And of course, you know, we're still following the trail of the live album.
Yes, exactly.
It's doing really well for us right now.
All your
so
albums
really
are
happy with
like,
that.
They're all doing really well. They get a lot of radio plays. It's very good.
Oh, thanks.
Now you're at the Fox tonight in Barrie. This is this awesome little club. Kind of reminds me of the back door when I used to work in Kitchener, like all the cool punk clubs. And then you're off to the States. You're going on tour?
We are. It's festival season.
It's festival season. Mm-hmm. You're also at the Ottawa Jazz Festival.
Yeah, at the end of June, June 30th, I believe.
Yeah. Have you played there before? Is it your first
played
time?
Ottawa, but not the Jazz Fest.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the word jazz has certainly broadened its,
I know.
its definition, but we're welcome. We love it. We love Ottawa, and the lineups are just fantastic.
Yeah, it's really changed. Like, I'm going, you're playing the Ottawa Jazz Festival? Yeah. Then you're playing the Shindig Festival? What is that? Do you know?
That's the one way in the at the end of the summer, I believe.
Yeah, and then you're going to Brooklyn and you know New York, the Knitting Factory. Have you guys, you've probably played New York before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
What do you like about New York, and where have you played?
Well, just the Irish tradition in New York.
Yeah.
They take their Irish pretty seriously, which is cool. And it's you know, and there's a bit more responsibility, I feel, on our shoulders, because we really got to kick some ass. When we're waving the Irish flag with the Canadian flag.
They're
pretty staunch Irishmen down in New York. So, but
where,
it's cool.
Where did you play? I'm just curious.
Oh, there's a bunch.
Yeah.
I'd have to get the book out.
Yeah, I just...
I've been there a few times, and it's always been fantastic.
This is something very cool about the Mahones. Your songs have been in movies.
Mm-hmm.
So one of your song, Paint the Town Red, was in The Fighter.
The Fighter, yeah.
And that was a great movie. Are you still getting... you still get people reacting to this? Because you have Celtic Pride, which is, you know, in the movie Celtic Pride, and that's a very funny movie. We have it at the video store with Dan Aykroyd and Daniel Stern, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then The Fighter was Mark Wahlberg and Christian Bale.
Yeah.
And then there was another... You remember the last time I talked to you guys, you said we're going to be in another film called Irvin Welsh's Ecstasy.
Yeah.
That's a little bit of love. That was awesome. Mm-hmm. Do you want to talk a little bit more about that?
About just how we're getting involved with the movies and things?
Yeah,
I think it's the Mahones music, it paints pictures beyond the lyrics and beyond everything. Like, the whole feel, I think, represents emotion well and paints pictures. So I think it's only a natural fit that it fits well with pictures, I find.
It does.
And
it
I think
really does.
The music has grown. I think we've matured as a band, and I think that's showing. And I think we've reached that level now where our stuff could be accepted in that kind of a niche, and questions wouldn't be asked.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely flattering, but it's a great fit, and we look forward to doing more.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. And Ecstasy was a great movie, very cool, and a song fit in so well.
Yeah,
it's the sequel to Trainspotting. Yeah. And the last time I talked to you guys, that's what you were talking about. That, and I thought, I've seen this movie.
Yeah.
Oh my god! And I think there's a song. Whenever you guys do a song, you kind of put a special stamp on it. And I know there's, I think Finney's done Fairy Tale in New York with a woman named Felicity Hammer with the United Steelworkers of Montreal. And he's also worked with Dominic Doyle, who's with A Little Bit of Love, which is very cool.
We actually did on the George Strombolopoulos Christmas special a few years ago.
I saw that.
With
Dominic
Doyle.
I saw that.
We did a cover of The Fairy Tale.
Yes, and very nice. And I saw you recently on Canada AM as well. That was for St. Patrick's Day.
That was actually my birthday, too.
Happy belated.
Thank you very much.
How did St. I need to ask you guys a question. When I was growing up in Ireland, St. Patrick's Day was more like Thanksgiving or Easter, a quiet family holiday. And in North America, it's this huge, mongous booza.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't
how
really
happen.
Who knows how it first started, but I think there's no real relation between St. Patrick's Day and any sort of Irish culture or Irish history. And we like to say it's more of a day for the the part-timers.
Yeah.
The rookies. The rookies get up and they get dressed up. They drink your green beer and off you go.
Yeah.
We've been lucky, too, that we've got to spend a lot of St. Patrick's Days in Europe. playing bigger festivals and bigger venues there. So over there, they get it, and it's a bit more of a of an event as opposed to a piss-up like it is here.
I thought I should ask you that, because I thought, where did this... Where did this come from?
Yeah.
You know, I first found out when I was in New York, coming back from New York, we stayed in Rochester, and the hotel was all green. There was parades, and I'm like, oh, okay, this is St. Patrick's Day over here? Okay,
yeah, different. No, it's a bit different.
Very different. Best Shane McGowan story.
Oh, that for sure you would need to talk to Finney.
Okay.
Yeah. I have a couple of anecdotes, but nothing like we'll get from Finney.
Best Dropkick Murphy story.
I know the one that should be told, but again, it involves Finney, so I'm going to leave that for now.
Okay, I can ask him those two questions.
He'll appreciate that.
What's next for the band? Like, where are you, you know, what's next? Where are you touring after this, or what's happening?
Well, as you mentioned, we're pretty much focused on the States the
past few years.
Past few years have been pretty Europe-dominated.
Yes.
Well, we've got families, we've got lives here,
yes,
so we're kind of just slowing down a bit this year and focusing on the States, the festivals, and looking for, the release of the new records, and just, you know, the train keeps going. It just doesn't stop. And
yeah,
it's
exactly.
Been 25 years now, and we just don't know any better, and we'll keep going.
You guys formed on St. Patrick's Day. Now, I've asked you this question before. How did you meet Finley? How did you meet Finney?
I met Finney. Our paths had crossed over the years at different festivals and things, but I was doing my own show at a bar downtown in Toronto, and the Mahones just happened to come in for an after recording session drink, and they were looking for a whistle player / accordion player, and so during the course of that gig, Finney came up, we had a drink, and asked me if I wanted to fly to Europe a couple of days later, and that was it. That was in February of 2006 when that all started.
Well, that's been a while. Well, Michael, I just want to thank you so much
for taking the time to talk to me.
And I wish you all... It's going to be a great gig tonight.
100%. Really looking forward to it.
Yeah, there's three other... Who else is here? There's three other bands.
We'd have to take a look.
They're all local bands. This is great. Okay, thank you
okay,
so much.
Okay, cheers, girl. I know there's no cameras, but we're shaking hands.
Thanks very much.
All
right, thanks.
All right.
We're on. All right.
All right.
So, favorite Shane McGowan story?
I think it is Dom the Bomb. Dominic, come here. Dom was here for this Shane McGowan story.
Dom, the drummer.
We have lots of Shane McGowan stories. We originally met him in
1999. Dom, the drummer from the Mahones. Favorite Shane McGowan.
We survived Shane. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, we met him many times. But in 2003, he came to see us play in Montreal.
That's right.
And we ended up drinking for 3 days straight.
We drank with him and we serenaded him.
We had a party. We drank in the pub till 11 in the morning. They were vacuuming at our feet the next day. It was in Montreal, and we came to Toronto, and then we drank all night at the Horseshoe. And the next day, we drank at Lee's Palace till 6 in the morning.
He's a strong Irishman.
He went
the whole distance. I only survived Montreal.
But the song we did in the sound check there, Great Night in Lash, was about that.
Telling
the story of that very
And we managed to get off a few Mahone songs for him, and he loved it so much, he was like, he wanted to keep going.
So great photographs were taken.
We want to come back to the hotel for drinks.
He tried to take us to the hotel at 11 in the morning, and we were leaving the pub.
That is great.
We have to go, because we have to check out at 12. At our hotel. He's like, you want to come to my hotel, boys?
But he's a great sport.
Dropkick Murphy story and Stiff Little Finger story.
Dropkick Murphy story. Katie will tell you that one. I'll get Katie in for this since you're taping it. Tell her the Dropkick Murphy story.
Well, it was Finney's birthday, and we were in Hamburg, Germany, and we decided to go see the Dropkick Murphys because they were playing at a festival. And after the show, they decided to take Finney out for his birthday for a few drinks.
So on the Reaper Bond.
Actually, no, Michael, you were there longer than I was the night of the great Reaper Bond.
I was on the lash too.
Yeah.
I was drinking too back then. That was before I could
apparently
drink.
Mike spiked my drink. I found out later.
And I spiked it with rum. Irish roofie.
I went home, but when I woke up the next morning, Finney's shoes were still on, and his pants were off, and his shoelaces were tied to the bed. So I don't know how he managed to do that. But anyway, he doesn't remember
it. I thought Katie was taking advantage of me the night before.
What do you remember?
I just remember the gutter.
There
was like a magnet in the gutter, and Finney couldn't get out of it.
And the best part was the next day we went to Scruffy's hotel room to say hi, and Finney apologized for his antics the night before, and Scruffy said, I'll show you what you did, and he had it all on camera.
Yeah, film the whole thing. It led to a great song. That's for sure.
Thanks, guys.
That was past the pint of no return.